Hebrews 3, verses 12 and 13. Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. My name is Russ Earle. Thank you for joining me today here on Exhortations, a podcast brought to you by the Ulaga Church of Christ. Welcome. This week we will bring to a close the series entitled How to Love Someone You Hate, with thoughts by Alan Webster. Today we continue looking at some steps you should take to restore a relationship. Another step you should take is to really try to forget what was done to you. We know from Jeremiah 31:34 that God forgets. Jeremiah 31:34 says, "For I will forgive their iniquity, and their sin I will remember no more." The unforgiving heart has three barriers within it. Revenge, I'm going to get even. Resentment, I'm going to stay angry. Remembering, I'll never forget. We must get past these three R's. Like elephants who are said never to forget anything, some people remember all the details of an offense years after it occurred. They even remember things that didn't happen. Two ladies were talking. The first said, "Do you remember years ago when that person committed an awful sin?" The second replied, "I distinctly remember forgetting that." We should cultivate the ability to have a forgetful memory too. Paul said, forgetting the things which are behind, Philippians 3:13. William J. Gaynor, former mayor of New York, was denounced, shot by a maniac, and almost killed. While lying in a hospital fighting for his life, he said, "Every night I forgive everything and everybody." When we forgive, we must bury the hatchet, handle and all. Spurgeon said, "Forgive and forget. When you bury a mad dog, don't leave his tail above the ground." We don't need to keep a filing system to remember the offenses against us. Neither can we afford to be garbage cans full of grudges. Grudges, bitterness, hate, and mistrust make a miserable life. Robert E. Lee married the great-granddaughter Martha Washington and is considered one of the true military geniuses of all time. After the Civil War, Lee visited in the home of a Southern lady who led him to her backyard, where stood the mangled stump of what was once a beautiful tree. She explained bitterly how Union troops had come through and destroyed her property. Expecting sympathy, she was shocked to hear him say, "Ma'am, just cut it down and forget it." Do we have something we need to just cut down and forget? Remember, forgiveness brings joy. Psalm 32, verse 1. Thank you for listening.
We praise thee, O God.